family.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mother and father are desperate. Train their children up in the way that they should go. Working hard to make their education possible. Working hard to give them a sense of direction. Praying fervently for their guidance. And yet, in spite of all of this, therefore it has such Sunday after Sunday, week after week, People come to God's church with broken hearts.
You could go to Grainger.com to find what you need to get the job done. Grainger, supplies and solutions for every industry.
Find some breathing room. Compare your way there.
God bless you this morning. Happy Mother's Day to those mothers. Every telephone call, every letter. Thank you, Bright Star. And I want to share with you, Sister Bright Star, up in Penn, Minnesota. Those that have called us from Mississippi. It's just a blessing to be here, talk about God turning some things around. And I got Sister Mary, happy birthday to those having birthday today. I had 4 or 5 call people to bishop. Be sure to wish us a happy birthday. And I want to tell you, happy birthday to you. Happy Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. That's what I want to say. Every day should be Mother's Day. And you should always understand the divine word of God. And we're going to talk about the divine word of God today. And all the fighting that's going on and all the debate that's going on, somebody forgot the divine word of God. And when you use the divine will of God, God will give you the right understanding where you, some of you don't have time to really listen to the Bible. Some of you don't have time because you're rushing. And this morning, and I want to give thanks to my grandmother, my mother's mother, and all the ancestors, that many of them was murdered and killed. And I think this morning by Tulsa, Oklahoma, it brings tears to my eyes to see what's going on in our judicial system now. And some of you don't understand, you're going with the crowd. Whatever the crowd says, I want to be with the crowd say, that's what we go with. But I want to say this morning, God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten son. And I heard David say, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I'm going back to the word of God this morning, this Easter. You know, when we had Easter, Jesus, the reason for the season. Now, who thought about Mother's Day? And I'm going to tell you about that. Every day should be Mother's Day. But the Europeans say, well, we're going to have this day going to be Mother's Day. This day going to be Father's Day. So all the rest of the days, mother going to hell. Daddy go to hell. But this particular day, I'm gonna lift her up and say something good about her. And I want to talk a little bit beyond the politics of Washington, D.C., the politics of the state. I want to go to the politics of the word of God. You ain't going to like it this morning because your mind been programmed to negativity. And you say, well, if my body, if my mind, but let the Bible say, have a renewing of your mind that God give you. If God gave you a body, he gave you a mind. And you can't let negative forces overtake what society says. I'm going to leave that alone. God bless you this morning. I want to say happy, somebody say happy Mother's Day. And somebody say, somebody say happy horizon or whatever it may be to you. It's a divine law. And that divine law that God gave the power to be. Now, I wanna deal with this because they said, well, we've been had it for a long time, and I should have the right of my body. You do have the right of your body. You're supposed to make decisions. And I know court makes no decision. You make the decision. But the decision you might make might be a curse. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, kindly. I'm going to Detroit right now, and I'm going to have Sister Mary Hawkins. I know she's getting ready for her Mother's Day kids cooking. I'm going to have her to read 23rd number Psalms right now. Okay. And Let her read. Mother, how can you read 23 and I'm sorry for her.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leaded me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that on this Mother's Day. And I want, do you have any testimony? Because I'm going to have Sister Lisa from Atlanta to give a testimony. And I see some people got their hand up for testimony. This is Mother's Day. And you should say something about your mother. Okay, go ahead on.
I thank God for waking me up this morning, and I thank God for closing me in my right mind today, because if it wasn't him, I wouldn't be here right now. I thank God for everything that he's doing for me and what he's going to do for me. And I thank God. I thank him. Thank him. Amen.
Well, I want to tell you, I want to say this to you. I'm going to give you a word of prophecy. Thank God that you had sense enough to keep your kids, because guess what? This morning, you wouldn't have nowhere to go. The kids cooking dinner for you. I don't know how bad it might get. And black folks had it bad. Black folks had it. When you go down to Mississippi and Arkansas, there was an old hut. But they didn't have a lot. And the mother brought the kids. They didn't get rid of them. They kept the kids. And the kid that you get rid of might be your doctor, your lawyer, the savior. And I want to say this, and I'm going to thank you for that. I was thinking about my mother. My mother had my sister at a late age. No, she was well over the age yet, my sister. And that sister she had took care of her. Took care up to she crossed over, and I mean that's what I've seen. I said, now they took the baby took care of her all the way through. You don't know what God is doing with you. Like, I want to say this to mother: you can listen to the crowd, but you got to follow your own mind. Okay, once you follow your mind, you say, well, I'm getting rid of this because so-and-so told me, stop listening to what people say and be directed by God, not what politicians say. Politicians just stay out the hospital. They need to stay out people business, because they ain't doing no political business, tell you what to do and how to do, which is wrong. Everybody should be guided by God. Thank you. Now I'm going to... 75, I'm going to 7589 for testimony. Thank you, Kim Spirit. I'm taking testimony right now before we get into the word. You on? Here we go. 318-7589, you on. Your hands up.
Giving honor to God, to Bishop, to everyone that... on the line. I'm thankful to God for this day, for this is a day that I've never seen that wasn't promised to me. I'm thankful for all that God has done, thankful for what he's doing, and I'm thankful to him for what I know he's going to do, asking the righteous to continue to pray for me and my family.
I want to tell you, as you talk, the Spirit said all is well, and it's another thing that the Spirit given me, you, that you've been through some battles, but you had to overcome. You've been through some battles. You overcome them battles, but you're still going to be all right. because you made the right decision. Whatever decision you made it with prayer and with God. God knows your heart. I don't want nobody to feel jealous. I don't want nobody to feel like, but I made it wrong. If you prayed about something and God directed you, that means nobody in Washington can tell you what to do. Nobody in the state house can tell you. God, you got to be directed by the power of the Almighty God. And what's good for the gander might not be good for the goose. And what I'm saying to you and all the mothers, hold your head up high. Because when you read the word, it said, be fruitful and multiply. That's your job. Now, I know some people don't understand what that means. God is in control of all of us. And that's your decision. That's you and your God, not me. That's you and your God. If you want it, and I'm going to say this, if you and God didn't talk, you didn't have prayer, and God didn't told you what to do, he's a healer. So maybe he's telling you what people can't see, what happened to you. I'm going to, right now, 1678 for the moment. God bless you all.
I'm just thanking God. Every day I have life. The Elohim of the Elohim, the creator of the creator, just to have life every day and be able to open up my eyes, have the activity of my limbs, and be able to have all my sterility. And for just having my mother here and all of my ancestors that stand with me each and every day, my big mom, my great-grandmom, all of my ancestors who are my strength, who strengthen me every day when I fall short, when I can't find my way. I thank all of my ancestors and my mother that's living, because everybody's mothers are not, their blood mother not alive. And all the mothers who are not blood mothers, who are mothers, because we still have mothers who take care and see about it. They never had a child in our life. You ain't got to have a birth a child to still be a mother. So I give thanks to all of them that God created and made all of us. And that's my testimony this day.
God bless you. And happy Mother's Day to you. And I want to tell you, because of your wisdom, you're going to help many folks. And don't let the devil ride. Because if he ride, he wants to drive. And I just, you know, when you look back, you might say, well, I might not have had $1 million. But you and your family made it. It was some hard times. You know, everybody hollering, mother, mother, mother. Every day you can think about your ancestors. Every day you can think about your family members and how God has brought you. Can't no man dictate what a woman's body should be, because they don't know your body. A man just know his body. He don't even really know his body. So don't let nobody dictate to your body. One young lady come to me and they said, boyfriend said, get rid of the baby. I said, do he know your body? She said, no. I said, that's enough. Talk to God. And what I'm saying tonight, this Mother's Day is a day of, I just love, the day of knowledge, the day of wisdom, where you at now. You didn't have to be where you at. God brought you to this level. If God brought you to this level, it's for a reason he brought you to this level. If God brought you to this level, and somebody said, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for mama and brother. Thank God for family. If we begin to praise God we begin to open up doors. Okay? So that's one thing. I'm going to, right now, 2857 for your testimony. Your line is open. Pearl, I'm praying for you this morning, Pearl. 5830, your line is open. And where that line open, I'm going to open this other line up. 19 is Chicago. 4019, your line is open for your testimony.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone that's on this call. My testimony this morning is that today's a new day, and I am good health, my family, my nieces and nephews, although my mother and my grandmother is in the spirit realm. I know they are always with me, guiding me, protecting me, and loving me. And I saw a job opportunity this morning, so after this call, after your show, I will begin completing that. And I thank you, Bishop, for everything. That's my testimony.
I want to tell you, young lady, every door that closed is going to be opened up. And I want to say this since I'm talking to you. Your mother's spirit, and it's three women in your vibration.
Yeah.
You might know about two of them, but the third one controlled them two. So there is an ancestor around you, and I'm picking all three up since I'm gonna prophesy about your mother in the spirit world. What she is saying to you and the family, keep the faith. With all that's going on, hold on to your faith. And don't let nothing to make you say, well, I can't do. Because God said that there's a door open up for you, and that door going to be a blessing for you. And what that means, where you feel like you can't make it and feel like that you couldn't make it, your ancestors there to give you wisdom and knowledge, and all is well. And whatever you need, it's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I accept that, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I'm going to 4119. I'm waiting on your testimony. Got it, some meal at the door. Okay. For 4119, you open up for testimony. I think I got it. 41. That's your hand up. Okay. Bright Star, God bless you. I see you, Bright Star. I'm not gonna hear you, but I want to tell you, all that you reach out for are gonna work for you. And it's going real good. I'm going back to somebody else. I'm going to 4119. Your hands up. The line open up for your testimony. Okay. I don't know what happens. Can they hear? Sometimes the phone is go in and out. Mm-hmm. If you don't hear, just call back. It'll get back on. Sometimes it'll cut out. That, you know, think she heard what I was saying. When you call back at a, sometime when you call on these lines, sometimes they go limp and they come back. I want to say to you this morning, all is well. You have not, because you ask not. And you begin to ask God what you want, and God be able to give you what you want and what you need. Time we don't want to, but okay, now back on. Okay, now, okay, now 4119, your line open. The phone cut out, it went out, but it's back on. This is your Mother's Day This is for Mother's Day. I want to thank you, Shirley, that called. And I know you're at work talk, but I know everything's going to be all right. A couple of ladies, firemen, they called. God bless y'all. Firemen, the police, that's going on. I'm praying that everything work out for y'all in a special way. And it work out that it'll be a blessing for you. Every letter, every telephone call is a blessing for you. And I want when you go to my website, go to thuseedabrahamyourlife.com and on this Mother's Day. But I wanted to do the best of house of prayer. And I want to thank Pastor Edward down in Monroe and those that, and I'm going to have them to do. And you can go to the internet and get the best of house of prayer. And I think that a young lady. This is house of prayer, the best of house of prayer. I got the CD, them that want the CD of the service, Pastor Rose Everett, the pastor down in Monroe, Louisiana.
I didn't want to take it all, Father.
Trials and tribulations, but always understand love is freedom. Love is joy. Love is happiness. And love always stomp out evil. The evil lurk in the dark places this morning. But if you can love in spite of, you can stomp out the negativity, the evil. You can stomp out the magic, the witchcraft, those that want to trap you. So for God so loved the world he gave. And I want to ask the question this morning, what are you willing to give? You willing to give time? You willing to go out and help somebody? Or you just selfish, don't want to give up nothing? This morning, happy Mother's Day to those mothers, those that gone on in the spirit world, those mothers that's here trying to find a way to make it in a situation where it's going on bad, trying to make it in a situation where you don't have enough food, enough clothes, nowhere to lay your head. Jesus was in a manger, but Mary did not abandon him. She could have said, well, I don't want this baby. When the angel told her from the Holy Ghost, she said, I don't want it. Get somebody else. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You might not see what the gift that God's given you. You might not see the gift that God put in your daughter and your son, and the devil trying to destroy that gift. Because the devil knows that son will be a doctor, a lawyer. That young lady might be the president or might own a corporation, and the devil trying to destroy it before it get him. The king said, go out and kill all the babies. Because he was trying to block Jesus. The spirit of Satan trying to block you from going to the next level. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And what I'm saying this morning, there's a lot of things going on, but don't forget that God loves you. And God took enough time to tell you what to do. I want you to understand love lifted me, nothing but love. And I want you to know that God is able to straighten up the situation. I'm praying for every mother that lost a loved one, lost mama, sister, brother, lost a child, lost a son, lost a daughter. There's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. But you got to understand there's negative forces that's here. I'm praying for Mother Barbara down in Houston, lost her daughter. And I want to pray for that. It was her only daughter. And I'm praying for you, Mother Barbara, Dr. Barbara down in Houston. And Bright Star, send her love. Thank you, Bright Star, for reminding me of that. There, I want to tell you, Brother Raymond, Brother Tony, and all of them that's in the spirit world, problem. Your problem is not your mother, your sister, your brother. Your problem is your relationship with God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Then he said, fret not thyself with evildoers. They'll soon be cut down. What are you talking about? That evil thought that's sent to you, that one that's trying to fight you. If you just hang on in now, God gonna move them away from you, that evil mind, that thought of negativity. You got to let go and let God, in spite of what people think. For God so loved the world, he gave. What are you willing to give this morning? Is you willing on this Mother's Day to say, I love mother, I love her. She might not treat me that, but I love her because she kept me in the land of living. And when I go in the Bible, it says, fret not thyself, even do it, they'll soon be cut down. And it said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. So May is a year for things to open up for you. It's a year that you know he's the light of the world. And you want him to be able to carry you to another level. I'm praying for those that crossed up, messed up, those that feel like they ain't worth nothing, feel like that don't nobody love you, don't ain't nobody care for you. It's a loss of women that had children. You know what happened to them? A lot of women had children, and they kept them. They said, well, I can't take care of this baby. And they kept them to the foster home. One lady kept her daughter to the foster home. About 5 years later, she had to go to the hospital. That girl she cared to the foster home was her doctor. And you never can tell what blessing God put on you. Don't listen to the hype. You got to deal with what God got for you. And God will carry you to another level. And a lot of people ain't ready for it, but I want you to get ready for God to carry you to another level. And when God takes you to that other level, it's a blessing in it for you. You know, sometimes you got to wait on God to direct you. See, when John said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that was love. He loved us so that he gave his son to direct us. Glory, hallelujah. That right now you're depressed. I'm praying for your healing. I'm praying this morning for your breakthrough. Whatever you're going through, if you're on alcohol, on drugs, you don't know. I tell you, the best is yet to come in your life. It might seem like you can't make it this morning, but I want to give you a word. If I get it to you, God will get it through you. I want to get it to you this morning, all is well. Hattie Patterson, I'm praying for you. Dolores Anderson, I'm praying for you. Tina in Dallas, I'm praying for you. Dr. Gibson, I'm praying for you. Also, Mother Mary Scott, happy birthday, and all the women, happy birthday. And happy Mother's Day, but happy Father's Day. Happy Father, because it take a man and a woman to make a baby. Be fruitful and multiply. That mother is the whole of the baby. That man is the giver of the baby. I wish I had somebody. But it's all interwoven with God. It's all done in the spirit of God. For God so loved the world, he gave himself to me and you. And we have to be able to understand that things don't go right all the way, but prayer changes things. And you have to understand that the spirit of all the singers, the spirit of those that stand, if we just wait on God, he will direct us to the right way. Right now, we're praying for you that don't understand why you're going through. And I pick up this morning somebody on the line, you had abortion because you were saying, but I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for your daughter. I want to pray for, you said, Bishop, I didn't have, my mind wasn't at the right level, and I got abortion. I listened to the hype. I listened to the negative energy, and I destroyed something in me. Something was given me by God, but I destroyed it because I listened to negative energy. I want to tell you, you control your body, but God controls the universe. You can ask for forgiveness, and God can forgive you. You ain't got to go around with that on your shoulder that I made a mistake. We all make mistakes. But the good thing, we can say, Lord, God, glory, forgive us from drinking too much alcohol, and I'm alcoholic. Forgive me and heal me. I took dope, and it messed my liver, my lungs, my kidneys. But you can say, God, heal my body. And God can heal your body. God can open up that door for you. If you just let go this morning and let God. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. We come to say the best is yet to come. We come this morning to open our eyes up and say, thank you for waking up this morning. Thank you for keeping us in the land of living. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most holy divine God, somebody need a financial blessing this week. Somebody need to pay the car note, the light bill, the gas, they ain't got it. But God, in your divine will, make it happen. As I speak, touch that wayward man, that wayward boy, that wayward girl. Bring that husband and wife back together. Bring the sister and back together. Bring the brothers and brothers back. Bring the family back together, God, that the devil tore apart. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, I know healing is on its way. I'm praying for that tumor, that cataract, that one that said that pray for that heart trouble, that right now, in the name of the Almighty God, I decree your healing this morning. I decree your deliverance this morning. Somebody said, Bishop, Mama ain't with me in the physical, but she with you in the spirit. I'm praying for you, the William family, the Nelson family. I'm praying. Sister Sherry, I'm praying for you down in Arkansas, Sister Sherry, and praying for you also. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying this morning for your healing. I'm praying this morning for the word of God to touch you. Well, that after, I'm praying for you, Brother Joe, Lisa, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Robin. John, I'm praying for you. Kenneth, I'm praying for you. Michael, I'm praying for you. And I want you to know this morning, all is well. Every mother, well, you said, Bishop, I ain't no mother. Yes, you're a mother. Well, I ain't had, but see, sometimes you got to understand how God works. God give you that ability to teach motherhood. God give you that to have babies, you know, and somebody says, no, you don't need no children. You got too many. If God gives it to you, keep it. Because you don't know what God giving you, a doctor, lawyer, president. See, you have to understand. The devil try to destroy what God's trying to give you. You accept it. Well, I can't afford it. You can't afford to get up, but you get up. So I'm telling you this morning, happy Mother's Day. Happy Love Day, whatever it is. God is too intelligent to make a mistake. God will control your mind, soul, and body. And what's going on with you, God will control this morning. I want to thank you, First House of Prayer, Pastor Edward, and all those down in the House of Prayer. And I want to send the House of Prayer to you. The best is yet to come. And I want to tell you, let go. And let God. God got what you need. God got what you want. And Prophet Johnson always said it, in all that way, acknowledge God. You ain't got to have no court to tell you. You acknowledge God because you're a woman. You acknowledge God because you're a man. You acknowledge God because you're a goddess. So you acknowledge that God in you. And I want to tell you, all is well. And probably you say, it make no difference what you think about me. But it does make a world different when I think about you. I cannot let your jealousy, your envy, your rage, or nothing separate me from the love of God. Don't let nobody or nothing separate you from the love of God. Mother's Day, happy every day should be Mother's Day. Every day should be. You love your mother. I say the ancestors. Call your mother's name if she's in the spirit world. Ashe, Ashe. Big mama, little mama.
And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name.
And oh,